Welcome to the Lifeway Student Ministry Podcast. I'm Ben Trueblood with John Paul Basham.
Yo.
And we have the third episode in our series on recruiting and creating great volunteers coming at you right now. So if you missed the casting vision episode and the stepping leaders, volunteers into leadership episode, then head over, listen to those, and then come back and grab this one. All right. So today we're going to be talking about expectations. So hopefully you've been upfront with your expectations for your volunteer leaders already, because you've casted vision. And part of that is the expectations that you have for them as a leader. On that episode, we talked about casting vision for not only broad student ministry, but for their individual role and how that role helps accomplish the mission. So expectations of what they're supposed to do and how they're supposed to be and rules and policy, like all those things are wrapped up in that. But you can't just do it one time and then walk away. So right. Once they say yes and you've stepped them into leadership, you have to continue pouring into them these expectations. Now, one thing that I would say off the top, this is not something that you hold over them like a hammer, okay?
Yeah, remember, you signed a covenant.
Yeah, this is not your weapon. The expectations are not to be used as a weapon. But they are to be used as the guardrails that keep everything on the right track moving forward. We don't naturally drift towards expectations. That's true for all of us. We naturally drift away from them. And that's just something about people. We're not perfect people, and so we drift away from expectations. But if we're constantly reminded of them, then many times we will overachieve expectations when we're reminded and when we have them as a part of who we are.
Right.
And just like anything else, you can't communicate vision one time and then walk away. You can't communicate expectations one time and walk away.
And you have to remember, again, you know, we've said a lot of these things before, but you have to remember that you're the only one thinking about these things day in and day out. It's your role in the church, and you are recruiting all these volunteers to join your team. So they're going to show up for that engagement, and as they're walking through the door, most of them are going to be getting their mind into student ministry mode. You've been thinking about it all day, maybe.
Yeah.
You've been thinking about it all week, hopefully. But you've got to make sure that in every environment you're doing something to remind them and reset those expectations and kind of and pull that to the forefront of their thinking, so they can operate inside that framework every time they're there.
Yeah, and the reminder here doesn't have to be, hey, remember, you're supposed to do this with your teenagers. I think expectations sometimes can tag along with just frequent student ministry communication. So if you're in a regular rhythm of communicating with your leaders, hey, this is coming up this week. Hey, this is the lesson this week. Hey, this is what we talked about on Wednesday night. Hey, this is, you know, if you have a regular cadence of communication with your leaders, then they're going to be, like you talked about, they're going to enter into think about student ministry mode a little bit more often. And the more often they think about student ministry, then those expectations will come to mind.
Yeah.
Now, there have to be moments where you, again, lay out each expectation. And we'll give you some broad categories of expectations that they should be made aware of with your volunteers. But just helping them to think about student ministry can sometimes bring those expectations with it. So, oh, I haven't sent a group text to my small group yet this week, and the session reminder just came, or the lesson reminder just came out. That's something that my church, the place where I serve and teach 11th grade, they do that really, really well. So every week I get an email from Cody, who's our high school pastor, and he's saying, hey, this is the quick announcement for this week. This is the main point of the Bible study we're going to be going through on Sunday. Here's some things for your to remember for your teenagers, and they're an encouraging thing. Super quick read, but it gets everybody thinking student ministry.
Yeah. Another thing to think through are values that you are going to champion in your ministry that kind of set high bars for those expectations. So I think about a meeting that we had today, as we're recording this podcast, we had a meeting where all of the resources departments came together. And our leadership at Lifeway celebrated some of our values, some of those being pursuing the savvy and creating true heroes and trustworthy content. And so as our resources division celebrates what it looks like to provide trustworthy content, to do one more thing to serve the church, to pursue the savvy and find another creative way to serve the church, to create true heroes of ministry leaders in the churches, that continues to drive home the things that we hold as high values here at Lifeway. So you can do those same things in your ministry, whatever it is. We are a church centered on gospel community. Well, I just pulled something out. I don't know. But if you can celebrate the value of true gospel community, Christ-centered community. How do you celebrate that? What kind of wins can you share? How can you highlight something that someone has done really well? Or how can you do that for them and say, okay, we say that Christ-centered community is important to us, and so I'm going to start doing these things for you on a regular basis. Those are all ways to celebrate those values and lift high expectations without saying, remember to text your students.
That's right. Yeah, it's the positive side of the reminder. And the statement there that is used a lot, I forget who said it originally, some leadership person along the way, but they said, you cultivate what you celebrate. And so that you get it in the system, you get it in the culture of who you are. It grows. It's like planting a field and cultivating plants and vegetables. Anyway,
I started to just throw out that it was Mahatma Gandhi.
I don't think it was him.
No,
I'm willing to bet that it was not.
I'm positive it wasn't.
But nevertheless, when you celebrate something, you are cultivating that value. And when you strategically link it to expectations that you have, and the other volunteers in the room hear you talking about how awesome one volunteer did one of your values or fulfilled the expectations, then they go, oh, maybe I should do that. It's a positive reinforcement. Okay, so you talked about values, and those can quickly attach to mission. It's kind of like the who we are expectations that we have for leaders. But there are also some really just practical and tactical kinds of things that we have that we need to have expectations of volunteers for, like rules, policies, simple things like, hey, don't have a one-on-one conversation with a student inside a closed office. You know, expectations like that that you've laid out for the protection of students, for the protection of leaders. So those kinds of things, the rules and policies of the ministry. Never take a student, give them a ride home by yourself. Like those kinds of things, there need to be semi-frequent reminders of those kinds of things as well.
Yeah, and I think those are some of the things that you have them sign their name to in a covenant right up front. And then those are the things that you reiterate before every event where those things are going to be super applicable.
That's right.
Remember, these are our guidelines. You know, watch out for these things. And those can be, sometimes those can, like especially giving students rides and things like that and counseling students. Sometimes you'll have some leaders come back at you and say, well, you know, I want to give kids from my neighborhood a ride to church, and you're telling me I can't have kids in my car, and I feel like that's just part of my outreach. Those are places that it's important for you to communicate, hey, this is just as much for your protection as it is for these students.
That's right.
And that can kind of frame that up. But yeah, I think those are crucial.
And there are things like that, that there's no bending to that rule. It needs to be, I mean, listen, you guys that are listening to this podcast, you're deeply ingrained in student ministry, embedded in student ministry, and you know the culture that we're dealing with. And so there are expectations of rules and policies that there just never needs to be any bending of those rules. And it's for everyone's safety. The common phrase here is you're one accusation away. Yeah. And so Let's do everything we can with our expectations that we make clear up front and throughout the leadership lifetime, so to speak. Let's make those clear throughout those things. The last one I kind of want to point us to is the spiritual expectations / accountability. So part of your role as a student ministry leader is discipler and making sure that the people under your leadership are following Jesus. Now, that may be like a simple, like self-explanatory thing, like if somebody signs up to serve in student ministry, that they're going to be actively pursuing Jesus. But we shouldn't treat it like an assumption that never gets stated. It should be something that we are actively engaged in with people. If not personally, then asking them the right accountability questions to make sure that they are involved in community themselves, that they're involved in pursuing Jesus and you know, spiritual disciplines, that those things are present in their lives.
Well, and here's the kind of weighty thought behind this is that you can't anymore expect that your leaders are just going to automatically be walking the walk they should walk, because we can't even expect that of you as the ministry leader. You're called to that post, and there's been a clear moment where you feel like, I hope that God has said, you're supposed to do this. And there are so many ministry leaders that would say, yeah, I've spent seasons in my ministry where I haven't read one word of scripture for my own personal development. It's all been sermon prep. Or prayer really is one of the last things that I've turned to in the last several months, or whatever it is. That's why we all have to be accountable to somebody. That's why we all have to be in community. And often the ministry leaders are the only people in the church that don't ever go to worship and are never plugged into any kind of biblical community, because they're working their tail off while all those things are happening. So don't just automatically expect it of them. Because you should already know that's a hard standard for you to meet too.
Yeah. So if you happen to be one of those people that's a ministry leader and struggling in that right now, man, don't take this opportunity or this last couple of minutes and turn it into like shaming for you. Take it as an opportunity to correct path, and that you were listening to the podcast today for a reason, and to start diving into your own spiritual wellness again. And listen, what you do is difficult, and you're very, very busy, and I get it. But take this opportunity to slow down and spend time with Jesus. And then as a part of our topic here, make sure that your volunteers are doing the same. Challenge them in their own walk with the Lord. Make it a common part of your culture that it's okay to walk up to people and say, hey, what's God teaching you in the last little bit? So hopefully you've been upfront with the expectations that you've given your leaders as you've recruited them, but don't just stop there. Continue to give them the expectations, whether it's through that positive celebration type moment that we talked about earlier, and celebrating a value or something that a leader has done, and create that, cultivate those expectations in your culture, to the rules and policies that we just have to be clear on, to putting on the discipleship hat and making sure that your leaders are staying connected to the Lord. Make sure that you are communicating those expectations up front and throughout the volunteer process. This has been the third episode in our series on recruiting and creating great volunteers. We'll see you next time. Come back tomorrow.